Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. How you doing?
Good. Distal symmetric polyneuropathy, better known as diabetic neuropathy, is the most common neurologic complication of diabetes. It leads to the gradual loss of integrity of the largest nerve fibers. Symptoms usually begin distally and symmetrically, often in the toes and the feet. In addition to neurologic disability related to sensory loss and the risk of foot ulcers and subsequent amputations, about one in five patients have pain, and that can further limit their function and decrease the quality of their life. So patients with this diabetic neuropathy are usually treated in a stepwise fashion that includes, obviously, glycemic control, education, counseling on foot care and safety measures and the like. These one out of five patients with diabetic neuropathy who have pain in the feet often describe the pain as burning or stabbing, which is a symptom of a small myelinated fiber involvement. Pain medicines, typical pain medicines, are not useful for non-pain symptoms of neuropathy, such as numbness, but they can provide some relief for pain. So how do we best treat the pain and keep our patients safe? You found a poem. It was published in the Canadian Family Physician 2021. It's an electronic copy, but it attempts to answer the clinical question, which treatments for chronic neuropathic pain can provide clinically useful improvement? Mark, what did they do and what's the benefit that we can bring to our patients?
Yeah, this was in Canadian Family Physician, and it was called a peer systematic review of randomized trials. And it was a really well done series of meta-analyses and very comprehensive reviews. I have no idea what capital P-E-E-R stands for. I looked at it in the manuscript, I looked in the article, couldn't find it anywhere. I'm guessing ER is evidence review, but who knows? Anyway, so they looked at studies that were at least 3 months duration, and they looked at both drug and non-drug treatments for this chronic neuropathic pain, primarily diabetic neuropathy, postherpetic neuralgia, and trigeminal neuralgia. And they only looked at studies that provided results as either the presence or absence of a clinically meaningful response. And that's important. Note small, insignificant responses. They were only interested in studies that reported on clinically meaningful response. And they defined that as at least a 30% improvement on a pain or function scale. So here are the results. For anticonvulsants, they identified 40 randomized trials. So that's where the best evidence, at least the most evidence was. And they felt that it was moderate certainty. Most of it was pregabalin and gabapentin. Both were effective with an NNT of 7 for one patient to respond, and a number needed to harm of 17 to 22 for withdrawal due to adverse events. So about 1 in 20 people left the studies because of adverse events. About 1 in 14 was benefited. So I think that's pretty good. Rubefacients are topical drugs such as salicylates. They cause irritation and redness of skin were studied. And I'm sorry, when I said previously 1 out of 14, I meant 14%. Rubefacients, as I said, they're salicylates. They provide some sort of counter-irritant in patients with neuropathy. There were 10 studies, lower certainty of evidence, and they found that they were similarly effective, number needed to treat again of 7, and were generally pretty well tolerated. They also looked at SNRIs, duloxetine, venlafaxine, desvenlafaxine were the most commonly studied. There were 8 pretty good studies. NNT again was 7. Number needed to harm they found was 13 due to adverse events. So not that different from the anticonvulsants, a little bit less well tolerated. Opioids were studied in only 6 studies with low certainty. They found an NNT of 8 for response and 12 for withdrawal. Acupuncture and tricyclics were only studied in a few trials, very low certainty, and they really didn't see any significant benefit. So bottom line, given the balance of benefits and harms, I think there's moderately good evidence for drugs like pregabalin and gabapentin and SNRIs like duloxetine and venlafaxine. Topical rubefacients, seem to be effective, a little bit less well studied. And currently acupuncture, opioids, and tricyclics really can't be recommended based on a balance of, you know, what the evidence shows and also safety.
Each of us has our own go-to approach, but it sounds like what you're suggesting is that there are at least two or three categories that we can try. You're suggesting that we start with the anticonvulsants and then perhaps move to the SNRIs.
Yeah, you know, actually, I think you can choose any of the three. And I think that's where looking at the patient, the anticonvulsants do have a little bit better number, a little bit more favorable number needed to harm. But I really think that's something you can just talk to the patients about. And you know, use your judgment on those. And some patients may prefer a topical, some may prefer not to take a pill, you know. So I think we've got some good options.
Perhaps one of the nice things about this particular paper is, in my experience, patients, they end up after a period of time with the medications, whichever category you choose, are not as effective. And it could be mm-hmm. that the disease progresses, et cetera. But what this reminds us is that we do have other options and we can choose a drug from another category once we get close to the maximum dose of whatever category we start with.
Yeah, absolutely. And they really didn't find differences between pregabalin and gabapentin, or between venlafaxine and duloxetine. They were all pretty consistently effective. And so we can choose a generic drug that's going to be cheaper for patients as well.
Thanks, Mark. Very interesting study. It's something that I think everybody will be able to put to use. We'll talk again next week.
Sounds good.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem. Thank you.